Charges have been laid in the 2022 fatal hit and run that occurred at a downtown Squamish bus stop, which resulted in the death of Squamish's Gurpreet Sangha, and severe injuries to another woman. On November 16, the Sea to Sky General Investigation Section arrested John Cernos, according to a Squamish RCMP news release. The BC Prosecution Service approved the following six charges: impaired operation causing death, failure to stop after an accident causing death, dangerous operation causing death, impaired operation causing bodily harm, failure to stop after an accident causing bodily harm, and dangerous operation causing bodily harm. On September 2, 2022, around 11:25 p.m., a man lost control of a white pickup truck at the corner of Pemberton Avenue and Cleveland Avenue. The truck flipped over the sidewalk and hit two women waiting at the bus stop. The women were pinned under the overturned vehicle. Bystanders lifted the truck off the women and got the driver out, police say. While bystanders were tending to the injured women, police say the driver ran from the scene before police arrived. On September 16, 2022, Sangha, 44, died in hospital from her injuries. The second woman was released from hospital, but suffered life-altering injuries. We need justice for our sisters, and we are happy with the RCMP and the investigative team for their support through this time. We hope this does not happen to anyone else in the community and that no one has to suffer like we did, said a representative for the victims' families in the release. INSPE. Robert Dykstra, officer in charge of the Sea to Sky RCMP, thanked the family for their support throughout the years-long investigation. I want to express my deepest gratitude to the families for their unwavering support throughout this difficult period and for their strength that has been a guiding light for our investigators throughout the investigation, he said in the release. I also want to acknowledge the tireless efforts of the Sea to Sky RCMP General Investigation Section and other police units that came together. Their commitment over the past 14 months is why several charges have now been laid related to this tragic incident, and we can only hope that this will bring some much-needed closure to the families and the community.